Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, 400,000 people will go see Garth Brooks over this weekend and next weekend. And of course, we had to catch up with him at the press conference in Croke Park.
How's everybody? Thank you very much. It's been very sweet. The whole time here has been fantastic. Food is too good. Whew, I got to slow down because try and last these 5 nights. First of all, I want to say thank you from the last time that we were all together. They put tickets on sale. Thank you. Very sweet. It's fun. It's all starting to get really real, which is great. I've waited for this forever, and now a freaking hurricane's coming this way. Are you kidding me? Really? I don't care. I'm gonna dance in the rain if we have to. So very excited to be here. And again, can't thank Peter Aiken and the Aiken family enough for getting us here. Pull in, the first face you see is Mick Devine. Life is so good, man. I love that man. He never changes. Never changes. Never looks like he gets any older. Always sweet. Always upbeat. I love him. And that's how it starts. And then everybody at the hotel has been fantastic. We have a chance to have a really good love fest go on here. We have a chance for something the world to report about that's good. It's been a hell of a journey, I'll admit. Ups and downs. But I can't tell you, every second that passes, it gets more real, which means it gets more excited. Saw the band today. We'll take the stage for the first time this afternoon. The stage looks pretty amazing, pretty cool. But all I care about are the sight lines. So we'll go over that. We'll be happy to ask any questions that you got. We got the people in this room to answer them. I might not be the person to do it. But what I'd love to use today for is to get you what you need. But I'd also like to get the message out to the people, just things that we need to make sure they know about. Use as much public transportation as they possibly can. We want this to be great for the people in those seats, and we want this to be great for the neighborhood that surrounds this place. So all people coming in, we really want to take care of everybody. Let's love one another, be kind to one another. And I have a feeling in the first 5 minutes of the first night, it's going to be pretty passionate, right? So we're talking about people about not pushing, not shoving. Make sure you check on the people around you. So we'll be doing PSAs that they'll be flying in before every show out there for while the people wait to just say, hey, man, be kind to one another and look after each other. If you see somebody struggling next to you because they're in a group or whatever, get your hands up, wave, flag, get them some space. Let's help each other out. The weather should be cool enough to where we don't have that problem, I'm hoping. But people might get tired because I didn't come over here to play for 5 minutes. I came over here to try and push the curfew as much as I can. So we're really excited. Do we need to go over times, doors, all that stuff? Does anybody want to do it? 7:30 is scheduled showtime. Sometimes getting in those pants throws you a little bit late. But yes, we'll do our best. And then curfew is what, 10:30? You've heard? 10:30. Very good. We will honor that curfew. So our job is to squeeze as much fun as we can in that 3-hour window. But it'll all be dependent on them. It always is. They're the boss. Those people in those seats are the boss. If they're tired, I'll let them go home early. If they seem to be wanting some more of it, they'll get more than they could ever. They'll regret that they wanted more of it, trust me. We're so excited to be here, so happy. And we've done different songs for different stadiums throughout this tour. So the whole pot will be here for the picking. Our job is to make each night different somehow, because there will be somebody crazy enough to be here all 5 nights. And for those people, I want them to walk out of here going, all right, he did something different tonight, or he didn't do that on other nights. Or when people talk about the show, hopefully there's something different that somebody went to, that somebody else went to, and they can start arguing about which one was better. That's our job, is to try and make each one the very best. First one, I'm just going to tell you right now, it's going to be rusty. I'm going to cry a lot. Hopefully by the second one, I'll have some pizza in me by then, and we'll be going.
So you might remember last November, I had a bit of banter with Garth, and I was in the front row, so we were kind of slagging each other a bit throughout the press conference, and it kind of happened again. He spotted me again in the front row.
You have been very quiet this whole time.
Remember me, Trina,
yes,
the one who cheekily
yes,
asked you to sing
we did
the last
singing
time,
last time, yes,
November,
ma'am.
Yes, and we've spoken on the phone since then. I won't ask you to sing today. But what I will ask you is, we are planning a very special back-to-back Garth Brooks night, every night on the radio station on the way home, for people travelling home so they can...
Oh, that's sweet,
continue.
Yes.
Would you have a message for everyone travelling home, listening to the music in their cars?
Yeah, well, the message is not going to be what you think it's going to be, right? Because the night doesn't stop when I go off stage. The night stops when you crawl in bed. I want your trip home to be the best one, the safest one. And then you complete the night that way. But that's a square message. I know it is. But thank you would be my thing. And if they didn't have a curfew, you wouldn't be in your car yet. You can tell them that for sure for me. But it's very sweet that you do that. Because I know that's what we do when we come home from concerts. We play the artists. We play all their stuff. And how the live version differs from the studio version. For me, lyrics sometimes change. That summer, you know, there's never been another summer when I have ever learned so much was in the original record. On the live thing, it's ever loved so much. So it's good. And people debate about why and which one is better. I like that stuff. Great seeing you again.
So there is Garth Brooks. Part two of our chat is coming up next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, how are you? It's Trina Murray here. We are in Garth mode. I was there last night. What an incredible show. You're in for a treat if you're going tonight, tomorrow night, or even next weekend. When you see him, you're going to be so shocked. He has seriously trimmed down. So what made him lose so much weight?
Yeah, filming. His yeah. film is going to come. And film adds, you know, hell, I've lost 50 pounds. Film's going to add that right back. So I was sitting there. What happened was we had the 25th anniversary of Croke Park and Central Park. And I'm sitting there looking at it going, well, hell, Jimmy Mattingly looks exactly the same. Mark Greenwood looks exactly the same. Palmer looks exactly the same. What's wrong with your fat ass, right? It's like, here we go. But try to remember, man, this is one of the things that I'm going to give myself credit for. For 16 years, you were a soccer dad. You were last on the list. It takes a while to get that back to the artist kind of feel. So it's taken me 8 years to get back to, and I'm the same weight I was when I played here in 97. That's what I want. So we'll see. Thank you.
Garth even joked about the headline that he'd like to read about himself on Sunday week.
What a thin, beautiful, young-looking guy.
Now, bear in mind, there is no support act, and Garth is going to be on stage at 7:30. Gates open at 5:30, and he explained why they decided not to go for a support act.
Well, we were talking about having support acts, and then we talked about an incident that might have happened here earlier where people heard some music and felt like they had to rush in. So they're a little worried about that. Our job is to make sure that when these people get in and they're ready, don't make them wait any longer than that. We go. And whenever that is, I would like it to be dark simply because we brought all these lights for a reason. But the truth is, it's the music that is first and foremost that we talked about. So when the music is first and foremost, you follow that.
Garth told us about the song that he's most looking forward to performing.
Yeah, it's funny how sometimes songs don't have borders. Call in Baton Rouge. It's as American as it gets, right? But for some reason, and it doesn't matter, right? So really looking forward to it here. We've dressed it up a little bit for the Irish crowd. Have a little fun. I think you'll feel a little bit of the folk feel that comes in through that here as a little bit of a salute. But that salute won't last long before it just gets stomped all over by the guitars and stuff. And it might reflect what all of our favorite thing is, something you look forward to but it's over way too quick. It's just fun. Everybody kind of gears up for it and then it's gone in a minute. But no matter where you're at, that's going to be the one. If Tomorrow Never Comes, we talked about that just simply from now when you talk about history. That's nostalgia. In entertaining, you don't take your foot off the gas. You just don't, especially on live concerts. So ballads are hard. So guess what ballad we haven't played in 15 years, 20 years? If Tomorrow Never Comes, maybe the biggest Garth Brooks song that we'll play here tonight. It'll be a joy to sing that song.
Do you know what was really so clear? He is so mad about his wife, Trisha Yearwood. And she was actually a backing singer when he was here in 1997. Can you believe that? So there is a chance she'll be on the stage.
I will be honest. She's having some kind of spells. It happens about every 5 years where her inner ear thing happens and she starts to get kind of twisty. And she's going through that right now, so I'm hoping she's going to be better for the shows. If not, we won't see her this weekend, but I'm really hoping that she'll be better by then. So she's tough. She's an entertainer, and I've seen her go out on stage when I wouldn't have gone out on stage. So she's more of a man than I'll ever be. So I can expect her to kind of show up, but we're going to play it by ear.
And you know, Garth, he's a big L softy. He got all choked up when asked about where he'll be staying in between the gigs, so the days in between the two weekends.
Well, it's Miss Yearwood, we were going to kind of use it as a second honeymoon. We talked about this, and so we're just going to run around the place. But we're also filming this, so the cameras are going to with us, which Miss Yearwood did not learn till last week, so she's not really that happy about this. So we're going to try and do some kind of honeymoon blend kind of work kind of thing. But if you know her, she'll make it fun. And it's fun to be with her because people go, oh, my gosh, that's Trisha. That means the guy with her has to be, what's his name, right? So she's fun to go with. Everybody loves her, and they should. And she is as regular and real down to earth as she can. So usually, like, a trip to the grocery store ends up taking an hour and a half because of her. And so I'm hoping that's the same thing here. I hope we run into a lot of people. I hope there's a lot of hugs. I hope there's a lot of stories. So our anniversary, our 15th anniversary was, and she always tells me I tell too much stuff, so forgive me. So her gift to me was she filled out the forms, and all she needed was a signature to legally change her name. And if you knew Jack Yearwood, one of the sweetest men on the planet, he had two daughters. The Yearwood name will not end with me. So I said, please don't. And I got to tell you, man, I wouldn't have a problem tomorrow changing my name to Yearwood. That's how much I belong to that woman. I love that woman. It's Garth Brooks and Trish Yearwood. Well, actually, it's Trish Yearwood and Garth Brooks, yes. But yeah, I feel lucky to be in that relationship. So as long as she'll have me.
So there you have it, Mr. Garth Brooks. And don't forget, tonight and tomorrow night and next weekend, we are going to be doing a Garth Brooks special as you make your way home. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.